Sewer. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, continuing on with this Political Pundit Monday. MERS News Service asked the politicos, has national politics in Washington, D.C. overshadowed Michigan's governor's race up to this point? Jimmy Green said, the noise out of Washington is so loud, it has drowned out our Michigan gubernatorial politics. Every now and then we peek up our heads and go, oh yeah, wait a minute. What about Michigan? What's going on here? As opposed to national politics, which has been getting most of the media coverage, the war in Iran, gas prices, inflation. All those things, quite frankly, do affect us statewide. So, yeah, for right now, it seems it has overshadowed the governor's race. However, I would love to see each of the candidates get back to Michigan first. I don't see many of them other than Mike Duggan doing it. I know I sound biased. But if you look at his comments, he doesn't even talk about Washington. He doesn't even talk about Trump. Mike Duggan only talks about Michigan. The Democrats are talking about Trump. The Republicans are talking about Trump, but for two different reasons. They're literally drowning out stateside politics in this quest to either get Trump to support them or to attack Trump. That's kind of interesting. Morrow said, what's the most interesting part of what's going on right now isn't the governor's race. It's the Democratic Senate primary. They want to be a progressive takeover of the Democratic Party. Combined with the reality of $5 a gallon gas, as well as other political things happening at the national level, well, incredibly active campaigns of U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Birmingham, Abdul El Sayed, and State Senator Mallory McMorrow are all sucking the air out of the room. The gubernatorial camps are going to have to find a way to break through, because right now all the eyes are on this Senate race. Now, one thing that was very, very interesting, Vicky and I were downstate this past weekend on Fox News, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham, running for the U.S. Senate, ran an ad attacking ICE, these illegal arrests that they're making of good people, hardworking people. And it's only because of President Trump's agenda to illegally remove people from our country that she wants to be the next U.S. senator. And when the Democrat primary election. Abdul El Sayed wants to get money out of politics and supports Palestine. He does not support Israel. and kind of running under the radar, State Senator Mallory McMorrow of Royal Oak. Very, very interesting dynamic happening in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. One last question. How likely is it that the legislature, both the Republican-controlled House, Democrat-controlled Senate, will propose a constitutional amendment to be put on the ballot that changes how major political parties nominate their Secretary of State and Attorney General choices, and how they handle their university boards' appointments? Well, Roy said, this issue is not exciting, nor is it compelling for voters. This process polls very horribly and don't seem relevant to the average family when gas is $5 a gallon, eggs are $6 a carton. When the heck have you been to a grocery store? $6 for a dozen eggs? I don't think so, but I'll check it when I'm in Myers this week. Mario Morrow said, slim to none. Even though it's a better way to select candidates, the two parties don't want to give up that power, and changing the way the Secretary of State, Attorney General, and University Board candidates are put into power would drastically reduce the power of the two state parties. Dan Covering said, these constitutional amendment ideas generate a lot of discussion at Mackinac every cycle. But discussion leading to legislative momentum are two very different things. Changing how Attorney General and Secretary of State candidates are nominated, or restructuring university boards into gubernatorial appointments, would require a two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate to put it on the ballot. That's an exceptionally high bar in a very divided and politically cautious legislature. Right now, these ideas are closer to being Mackinac Island porch conversations material rather than actual constitutional reforms. Jimmy Green, the last one to answer the question, extremely unlikely. Again, it goes back to your question about common ground, of which we have none. The common ground would require massive, massive nonpartisan agreement. And I certainly don't see that happening this year. So, pretty interesting political pundit Mondays questions and their answers. Well, one of the candidates running for governor is Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. Yesterday, he asked the United States Department of Justice to investigate whether Governor Gretchen Whitmer or members of her administration played any role in the alleged misuse of the $20 million state grant that has already resulted in criminal charges against Democratic fundraiser and former state appointee Faye Baydoun. Nesbitt, in his letter to acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche, argued that Attorney General Dana Nessel has a conflict of interest because of her political and personal relationship with Governor Whitmer, and therefore cannot impartially investigate the governor and her administration. Michigan deserves a governor who works for everyone in this state, not their favored cronies who fund her lifestyle and campaigns, Nesbitt said in a statement. If the governor is found complicit in this scheme to rob taxpayers, She must be held accountable under the law. Nesbitt's request follows charges filed earlier this month by Nestle's office, the attorney general, accusing Faye Baydoun of using a state grant intended for economic development purposes to pay for personal expenses, political events and donations, and other unauthorized costs. According to the attorney general's office, Baydoun is facing 16 felony charges, including conducting a criminal enterprise, forgery, larceny by conversion, and uttering and publishing. Prosecutors allege that of the more than $1.3 million spent for the first $10 million disbursement, less than $20,000 of the $10 million disbursement was spent on legitimate business attraction efforts. Nestle has described the earmark as a glass slipper grant, crafted so narrowly that it could only be awarded to one intended recipient, that being Faye Baydoun. Investigators allege Baydoun used grant money for personal legal bills, furnishings, restaurants, political dinners, and a lease tied to an apartment that prosecutors said was either unusable and was actually occupied by her son. One allegedly fraudulent expense involved is a translated receipt for approximately, listen to this, $6,000 she spent on Tunisian rugs. Baydoun reportedly claimed that it was tied to an overseas investor event. Affidavits from Special Agent Kyle Kolka allege Baydoun repeatedly misled the Michigan Economic Development Corporation about the organization's spending and progress and continued collecting a $550,000 a year annual salary. Nesbitt, in his letter, pointed specifically to Baydoun's ties to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, including her appointment to be on the MEDC's executive committee. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just to wrap up this story, Eric Nesbitt sent a letter to the Department of Justice to investigate Governor Gretchen Whitmer's involvement. $20 million grant given to Global Link was actually approved in the Republican-controlled legislature and was signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, part of the fiscal year 2023 budget. Former House Speaker Jason Wentworth has previously been tied by Republicans and Democrats alike to the earmark process that produced the grant. Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson Derek Honeyman accused Nesbitt of attempting to generate political attention amid a very difficult gubernatorial campaign. Former House Speaker Jason Wentworth sponsored this earmark, and it was passed under the House Republican majority, Honeyman said. Michigan Republicans have been at the center of several criminal investigations for stealing taxpayer money in the past. Trying to divert the attention a little bit there, Derek? Well, Baydoun's attorney, Vincent Hasha, has denied any wrongdoing and has called the allegations illogical, saying his firm intends to challenge the charges in court. Well, the Baydoun case is the second criminal prosecution tied to legislative earmarks that were approved in the 2022-2023 budget cycle. Former Jason Wentworth aide David Coker was charged last year in connection with an alleged embezzlement scheme involving a separate $25 million state earmark. Was this a quid pro quo? That's an interesting story. I did not know that. We'll give $20 million grant to the Democrat Faye Baydoun, and we'll give $25 million to Wentworth, the Speaker at the Times, aide in a separate earmark. One going to the Republicans, one going to a Democrat. Very, very, very interesting connection of the dots. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes. Real quick, short story. Former Attorney General Mike Cox announced he is launching a $1 million statewide paid media campaign. Starting today on Tuesday, Cox, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, wants to tighten it down to a three-way race between himself, Congressman John James, and Perry Johnson. The campaign first ad leans on Cox's time as Attorney General, saying that he beat big insurance, big pharma, and big utilities, and fought for the taxpayers. The ad says Cox would doge state government, eliminate Michigan's income tax, and bring down prices if elected governor. I fought for Michigan taxpayers, and we won. We saved billions by stopping higher energy costs, taking on major corporations, cracking down on fraud, and standing up for working families. That's exactly the kind of leadership Michigan needs right now. Well, according to Ad Impact, Cox has already placed $306,276 for Tuesday and another $306,045 for next week. Very, very, very interesting. Mike Cox trying to compete on TV ads with Perry Johnson and John James. Mike, I talked to you at the endorsement convention down in Novi. You have my card. You're welcome to come on the show anytime. I'd love to do an interview with you. Meet the man. Who is Mike Cox? Similar type of interview I did with Perry Johnson back on March the 5th. Got my number. Give me a call. And any of you listening out there know Mike Cox, maybe you're supporting him, extend the invitation to him directly and tell him to give me a call. 231-360-5140. Love to have him on the show because I think, honestly, it will probably come down to those three. John James, Perry Johnson, and Mike Cox. I don't see Nesbitt and Pastor Ralph Rebant being able to compete for the TV ads and the mailers that are going to be needed for the August 4th primary. And again, 1 month from tomorrow, the absentee ballots start going out, June 20th. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model.